to this week's episode of Talks with Slick. Of course, with me, your host Slick. See what it is, ski. And I got my co-host back.
Yeah, yeah.
In this bitch.
Yeah. We back.
Jorello, better days.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we is motherfucking back. And this is the official episode 130. Okay, and this week our topic is called My Way. If you remember last week when I did like our little preview episode, I talked about this being one of our topics. And bro was like, run that shit back. Let's do it now. So if you remember, that's basically what we're talking about today. My way ain't your way. I want to say in this era of social media, everybody be so hard up on their opinion of some shit. Of how they feel things should go, of what they feel like you should do. And I'm not saying people not trying to be helpful or drop gems or whatever the case may be, but what I am saying is that what works for you may not work for me. And I don't think there's anything really wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't have so many different options as which way we could go as far as careers, relationships, anything, if it was only one way of doing things. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the people that be really trying to beat into your head their way of doing things and trying to make you feel bad because you want to do it a different way, like, I be having a problem with y'all. I really do.
This is that problem with me, shit. This is that damn problem with me.
You know.
Well, shit.
Because, I mean, my thing is, I can totally respect your way. You right. know what I'm saying? But it's when you try to beat that shit into my head where I now don't really respect your way. Like, now, fuck your way.
Yeah, that's how that shit can definitely get at times. Let me feel like, you feel me? You have your way, you feel me? It's okay to have things, you know, like you said. You feel me? Learning that shit. Shit is a difficult task because, you feel me, you don't really come off wrong. You try to see shit how it's supposed to be seen, but at sometimes, you feel me, like, overdoing it sometimes, and I definitely can take that. I definitely be overdoing it.
overdoing them my way.
You feel me? And it don't come, like you said, it's not, all the time, it's not from a malicious type of way. It's just trying to get you to see something differently that maybe somebody just sees better for you in a sense, but like you said, you feel me, can't make somebody see your way, you feel me? Especially if you're not coming off in the best way to present your way.
I think it also depends on how you're moving. You yes. know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people preach their ways and they're not even really happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people who feel like you should have a 9-to-5 or a 7-to-3 mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. You gotta have a 40-hour-a-week yeah. job. With benefits and you know what I mean, and they gonna beat that shit in your head. But at the same time, you always talking about how you hate your job and you're miserable and you don't like this person and you hate your boss and blah blah blah, blah so forth and so on. So it's like you trying to press your way onto me for me to be miserable with you. Like that doesn't make any sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you trying to preach monogamy, but you out here cheating on your partner. Or you blatantly can't stand your partner and it shows, why would I now turn around and be like, monogamy seems like the best route to go. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
it definitely can be confusing when you're going back and forth about your way and putting it in people's heads and making people feel uncomfortable in the situation. Like, mm-hmm. That shit definitely can throw some shit up. It definitely can cost you a lot of shit, man. It definitely can make things difficult for yourself for no reason. Like, you have to have some type of understanding at the end of the day. When you deal, like you said, with being in a relationship or being in your work environment, mm-hmm. you can't always win. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, and sometimes that's a hard pill to fucking swallow. You feel me? Like, especially when you know at the end of the day this is your way, and it may be, you feel me, like, it can work, but it's not that time. You feel me?
But that's why we always say, you know, what people say, you gotta find your village. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your way, you feel like it's the right way and that's what works for you, find people who are like-minded. Find people who believe in that same mind frame or that same movement. That way, when you talking your way, they feeling you. It ain't something that you gotta beat into somebody's head. They straight up like, yeah, I think the same thing. Let's hold hands and walk together.
And then sometimes, and you say hold hands and walk together. But then sometimes you do have to look at your ways. Are your ways really right ways? Are your ways really, do they really make sense? They may make sense to you, but if you really look at them at the end of the day, doesn't shit really align with how life works or how life moves? Like, everybody has their own opinion. We get that. But you feel me? Like, sometimes you really do got to sit back and be like, you know, I get my side of it, but that shit really don't make sense at the end of the day when you're aligning with A, B, C. My shit is X trying to be in the front of the line. That shit ain't, that shit ain't, it don't pan out like that.
I mean, I feel you, but then I kind of still don't, though.
Okay.
Because it's like, your way goes along with how you view life anyway. Mm-hmm. So if I still view life in a totally different manner than you, you still can't push your way on me because I'm not even looking at the entirety of this walk through life the same way you do.
So do you compromise your way with other people's ways? Is there room? Like, when two people have it in their head, this is how I move, this is how you move. Or even in a work environment, where is the compromise? Is there compromise in between your way and their way? Like,
if you're in a relationship with somebody, then of course I feel like there's compromise.
Even in friendship,
But that's what I mean by relationship. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, not just sticking to, you know, partners or anything like that, whether it's friendship, whether it's business relationships, whatever. I feel like there's always some type of compromise in there. However, I feel like you wouldn't have to even deal with the compromise if you find like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? And that's genuinely kind of what I want to, not what I want to sit on, but what I think my whole standpoint is of this. If you find like-minded people, you don't got to worry about it being your way. It's our way. You don't got to worry about compromise because there's nothing to compromise about. We already got to understand it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this also kind of goes for people that really don't got no relation to you. You know what I'm saying? If you make a Facebook post right now, like, I believe in polygamy, how many people gonna argue you? Okay. Why would you do that? Right. Why would you want to? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, what the fuck that got to do with you? What I eat don't make you shit. Right. You feel me? So if I say this is what I prefer, or this is what works for me, having two bitches works for me, who the fuck are you to tell me, well, that doesn't align with, nigga, that align with the fuck I said. What I'm out here doing, that it align with that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of more so looking at it at that standpoint. Like, fuck all these people out here, what their opinion is of how you should move or what their opinion is of how you should live or any of that shit. If it works for you, like, let it work for you. And if what y'all are preaching works for you, let that shit work for you. But at the same time, you don't got to stress it to me. I don't care. There are women out here that don't want children, that never want to get married, that want to stay single, and then there's a bunch of bitches out here like, girl, you lying, or that's what, you know, you hurt, or whatever the case. Some people just genuinely don't want that responsibility. Being in a relationship is a lot of fucking responsibility.
Definitely.
And we gotta stop acting like that shit is just like regular, degular, basic shit. You feel me? Like, it, to keep a relationship, that shit is work. So at the end of the day, again, how I make shit work for me and mine, how I decide me and mine gonna live, or whatever the case may be, if you do something totally different, baby, kudos to you. Kudos to you. I'm proud of you for not being a follower. I'm proud of you for being a leader and deciding what the fuck works best for you and not letting nobody change your goddamn mind about it. Especially if it ain't harming nobody. That'd be my thing.
Yeah.
If it ain't harming nobody, I don't see the problem. Again, if I decide to be in a polygamous relationship and it ain't stopping nothing you got going on,
that'd be weird.
Why are you so fucking worried or invested?
When niggas do post some shit like that don't fit, I guess, the code of
the normal
relationship. Niggas do got a lot to say about it, you feel me? But it also comes from, you feel me, if that's that person's honesty and they being honest to the people that they're dealing with or they being associated with, then you feel me?
Just like the people that post, oh, I quit my job to follow my passion or some shit.
Yeah, people always be mad.
You can have somebody come on the post like, well, what about, you know, I hope you got some money saved up.
I hope you got a plan, I hope you got no business.
Like, yo, here you come with your negative ass attitude.
romantics. I didn't ask you
shit. I could have just quit this job just because I don't want to work here no more because my other job started 2 weeks because that's really where I want to be.
Nigga, like, yeah. What the hell that got to do with you?
And that should be so random. Like, people just... People
that was know. Very vulnerable. That chew was hard as shit. That's damn, why did I say chew? What's wrong with chew?
With chew, because you was a Baltimore nigga.
Damn.
Look at behavior on
that. Crazy.
Whole Baltimore nigga.
Crazy.
I'm sick of it.
I'm sorry. Because I had heard it back. It was like, damn.
You catching yourself.
Damn.
You're forgetting that accent strong as shit.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, because I definitely be forgetting that accent is that strong. But yeah, I just truly feel like people got to stop harping so much on what it is that works for them. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, if you happy, be happy. Like, please. If staying single makes you happy, be happy. If being not a mother makes you happy, be happy. If being in a monogamous relationship makes you happy, be happy. If fucking around make you happy, be happy. At the end of the day, that is all the hell I feel like anybody want. At the end of the day, all of us want to do the things that make us happy.
Yeah, and you just gotta find the right people that enjoy doing the same shit that you do.
That's it. If I'm sitting up here now, I'm pushing my happiness to the side because now I gotta do too much compromise because we not like-minded individuals.
Well, you feel me?
And my way ain't really your way.
Or your way just...
You know what I'm saying? It's like, now it's like... It's
and that'd be the confusing
part. Too much. It's too much now.
It do be confusing when it do get to a stage where y'all won. Everything was... It could be Gucci. Mm-hmm. And then somebody just... You know what I mean? Everybody grows differently. You feel me? Like, nobody's the same person they was. Yeah, go 2 years, go 3 years, go 4 years. You feel me? And people gotta understand. Ways change. People different what they want, different what they need, they do change. But you feel me? Like, like you said, you shouldn't shame nobody for that shit. Nobody should be feeling uncomfortable. Like you said, hang around people that are doing the same things as you. But you feel me? At the same day, you feel me? Like, you have to know who you're dealing with or the people that you're around because your best friend is not the same best friend they was years ago. So their energy towards certain things or certain, they may change. Your homeboy might have been one of them niggas that all of a sudden was outside and his way now was very different than y'all. And y'all making him feel uncomfortable about his ways now. And it's not on some, and people don't be, and sometimes it is on an evil type tip. Like some people can get evil about pressing their ways.
Yeah.
But when a motherfucker being genuine and they really trying to change their ways, you feel me? And motherfuckers is being different. It's like, yo, I gotta separate from that because I'm trying to go a certain kind of way that's better for my energy. Mm-hmm. You gotta accept that, especially when you got a genuine fuck with somebody.
I was about to say, because as you move through life, you get older, mm-hmm. you realize what you like, what you really don't like, what you want to work on, what you want to find sweet, you know, whatever the case may be. So at the same time, it is natural for niggas to change. Mm-hmm. If what I wanted in the beginning ain't what I want now, that is the fuck okay. Again, we can either grow together or we can grow apart, but either way,
at the end of the day,
I want to be happy, you want to be happy, so what works for us should be what we're deciding to do.
And that's what that accept is. You just got to be truthful with yourself, you feel me? Like, can you accept that person's new ways? Can you accept that person's new way of thinking? Are you able to be in a position where this person now thinks like that? Like, shit just be crazy. Like, the my way goes so many different ways in life that niggas really don't pay attention to. And then when you have the moments where you're sitting down, like I say, I reflecting on my way is something that, you feel me, I think I do hell of times out of the year, more so at the beginning of the year, just because I want to start my year off in a positive manner each year. Mm-hmm. I'm always hard on myself at the end of the year because the year might have ended not how I wanted to, but my way of thinking now is my way of thinking now. And people got to, you feel me? Like I said, everybody changes. So my way, to me, my way is a thing of, you feel me, are you able to change with the times, you feel me, with my way? Because my way changes with everybody. Yeah. The shit you wanted last week may not be the shit you want this week. Mm-hmm. It might come back and it might be the shit that you want, but are you willing to accept the way that comes with having my way and that person's way, even in business? Everybody right now is doing business with somebody.
Yeah.
They may not like the business in some way, mm-hmm. some fashion. Are you willing to keep sitting with them my ways? When you, like you said, the quitting the job. Mm-hmm. Niggas quit their job every day. That's my decision. My kids is good. Yeah. My whatever is good. But are you willing to sit around and understand my way? So.
Yeah, that's a very good fucking point. Because I feel like people be so invested in their way of doing things that they don't even take the time to understand why you do things your way.
Facts.
Or, you know, the reasoning behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just straight up, oh, well, I do it this way, so your way is wrong.
And
it's like, my nigga, you don't even know how we got here. You gonna tell me some shit like that?
And that be a lot of problems that go left. Because instead of understanding the person's my way or trying to understand it, y'all don't even know how y'all even got to a certain space where now there is no understanding, where there is no, your way used to make sense. Why isn't it make sense anymore? It's just like, oh, all right, we just going to keep going back and forth about it not being each other's way instead of getting to the root of it. Mm-hmm. And that shit definitely will cause a lot of damage, a lot of issues out here off the humble. Like, because people, shit can be really good. The my ways can be that good, but for somebody to change, you feel me, there's no conversation ahead. I think when people change in a my way situation, it's just like they present the new my way on it as time goes. And that's why I say, like, compromising, how much of my ways can you take?
I think it also has something, and that was like, whoa.
Right.
I don't know if I really fuck with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta also really get to know people again and figure out how they want to move. You gotta ask these type of questions. People be so busy going with the flow and just feeling the vibes, and that shit is all really good. That shit is fun. I ain't gonna hold you. We be having a whale of a time.
However, the uncomfortable
questions, and I've been grown the fat ass ages. Yeah. We need to start having them if what you want to do is build relationships with these people.
Right.
Whoever I decide to work with, we're gonna have these type of conversations. Because how much of the toss and slick are you trying to change? If it don't align with my way of shit, it ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have these type of conversations. Which way do you what do you believe in? What type of shit do you want? Do you want to be a mother? Do you want to be a father? Do you want to do this? You got to start to have those conversations so that when we get to these points of it being my way and this is how I would like to do it or this is how I like to do it, now you sitting and wasted 2 years with a motherfucker and y'all not even trying to grow in the same direction. They got this idea, and not to say that it's wrong.
Right.
And you got your idea, not to say that it's wrong. But those two ideas aren't aligning. At the end of the day, like I said, if it's not harming you, what I eat does not make you shit. So regardless of how I decide to do things or how I decide to live my life or whatever the case may be, stop being so invested in it. Worry about your way. Because calm down. These motherfuckers be stressed out trying to fucking argue their points and shit.
Man,
I don't care. Like, yo, and I know it's a lot of people out here, like, you know what I'm saying? So you can really talk to me about your way to your fucking blue in the face, my motherfucker. I still don't care. That shit don't mean nothing to me. Last night, for instance, this is like has nothing to do with really anything, but we were talking about Post Malone because of the Super Bowl or whatever, and one of my homegirls was like, you know, yeah, he got really good music, you should take a listen to it. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. You know what I mean? And not to say that Post Malone isn't a great artist, I'm not gonna say that. I just know as far as my outlook of things, he ain't a part of my way of doing things.
I'm sorry. Ooh, they get mad when you
listen. I don't have no problem with Post Malone. You feel me? But I feel like if I hear his music right now, it wouldn't change my outlook of anything.
The crazy part.
I can hear it and be like, "Oh, that shit was hard. Oh, that sound good." But Post Malone would end up in my rotation.
When they popped him up on the screen yesterday during the Super Bowl, I was just like, "Damn, that's crazy how Post Malone just whole 360." And nothing about me one day. I was like, I looked down, I was just like, oh, you're doing good. You feel me? Because respectfully, and on some other shit, I never hear about the music with Post no more. It's always some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel me? I'm not listening to Post Malone right now at my age. I'm not.
Like,
not me.
He's just not going to be in my rotation.
And it's not a bad thing. It's nothing
you know
wrong
what I mean?
With it.
It's
we
just
had
nothing
songs
wrong
with
it.
Post Malone. White
That's
Iverson.
Your way of music.
White Iverson, come on right now, yo. I'm a listen
That's
to
That's just
it.
Not my way of music.
But you feel me? The new stuff that you're on, you feel me? Nah, it's just certain artists' waves, or they move different now. So you feel me? Like, it's all on what you listen to, how you move these days.
Yeah.
It's always been like that with the music, though.
But But like I said, I just feel like, you know, to wrap the topic up, because I do want to get into these cookies since we already started with the Super Bowl shit for real anyway. Like I said, whatever works for you is what works for you. Find like-minded motherfuckers so you ain't got to be arguing your point. That's it, and that's all. Yeah. And stop fucking being so invested in other people's business. It's so easy to just keep scrolling. It's like really, it's really that fucking easy. So if somebody is posting something that isn't aligned with your walk of life, that's fine. Keep scrolling.
You're not get on there and be disrespectful. Like,
we not. Like, I feel as won't be hurt that you didn't come on the post and disagree with us. We'll actually be the fuck relieved. So, leave us alone. Fuck that shit. All right, let's get into these quiz. You want to start with the Super Bowl weekend?
I mean, go for it.
All right, well, I mean, I just watched that shit because I want to see Usher. I'm not going to hold you.
I watched that shit just so I could gamble and watch the Usher concert.
I feel like the game was boring.
Yo, the most... Like you said, I never... These niggas played the best defense of their life. I give it to them. You feel me? Defense, y'all did what y'all... But God damn.
Defense was on the move.
No but niggas that was supposed to score last night.
It didn't make any sense. And then the game definitely was bullshit. And then I seen somebody post a clip. Now, you know, this AI is real, so I don't know. But there was this one video I seen where the Chiefs had the ball, and it was second down. And then when they went back to the screen, they put it back at first and 10.
I mean, listen,
did anybody else catch that? Did you catch that?
But I wouldn't be surprised if some slick shit happened like that. It's happened before during NFL games. In a game like this, the nigga that blew the Ravens game, they had Joe on the sideline. You feel me? They put your bum ass, little corny ass on the sideline like, nigga, you not reffing this Super Bowl game at all. You did your job. You got your check.
That's it. Okay. You got your shit out.
But the crazy part is the fact that they still had him there, furthermore, lets me know that Joe was working for the Chiefs.
Listen, that shit was bullshit. But the halftime show, let's get into that. Okay. Usher did his big one.
Okay.
I see why the ticket's so expensive.
Yeah, you feel me? Usher
It is worth, because that little 14 minutes or whatever, like, that shit was fire. And then, that shit was fire. I enjoyed every minute of it. Her coming out.
Yo, with listen, when her came out there, I ain't gonna hold you, feel me? I damn near lost my mind. I'm not gonna hold you. Yo. I know they had a song together, but I was wondering how they was going, you feel me, throw that in the mix. But, yo, she got on that guitar. She performed that.
She's so talented,
and she just came out there and ripped that shit.
She's so extremely talented, and it is shameful.
Yo.
How I feel like she just still ain't getting her flowers. Niggas fuck with her, and you can tell, but I just feel like she deserves so much.
Can I tell you why I compare her to it?
Cool.
She the female prince. To me, she the female prince.
I mean,
Prince always was bigger. Prince was always bigger than what he, you feel me, than what the industry gave him. She come out there and play the hell out of the guitar. Sing, write, rearrange, piano. She played everything with no problem.
Like, yo, no issues.
You feel me? If she had the vocals, if they didn't put her mic on last night, it'd sound better than A Keys.
What?
It'd sound way
like,
better
than A Keys. Like, stop fucking playing.
A Keys first note.
Yo.
Oh my God.
Now, I do want to say Alicia looked the fuck good.
She looked good. And then she's not doing it. That's
right.
She looked amazing.
Went, you know, Usher went a little.
That boy Usher out here, you feel me? He really. What's Charlamagne call him here? Def got the name, you'll say. But he out here definitely fucking up houses. But
listen, I was about to say somebody tweeted Kiki Palmer baby father somewhere and talk about C.
Listen, y'all thought I was out here. He said, my goddamn mind.
I just feel, Swiss said he wasn't better.
Yeah, Swiss said he, you feel me?
You feel me? So I feel like everybody, all the niggas should calm down.
I think everybody need to go back and watch the video.
Somebody actually said, like, if they were in a movie together and had to kiss, would y'all make that big of a scene? And no, they wouldn't, because we know it's acting.
Dude, niggas not
that
remember the music
video? That is what the fuck performing is.
Do y'all forgot the music video when it was all lovey-dovey in the music video? And it was...
I guess because she wasn't a wife at that point, okay. So...
And Usher just been out here being on baby time.
And then the crazy part about it is I also feel like if her husband wasn't Swiss, it might not even be this much neighbor. But niggas, thanks. You know, they gonna go hard for Swiss.
They went harder because he's a bigger name than Shorty.
Right, exactly.
They said, oh, he's a nobody, you feel me? But here goes Swiss.
And
Swiss,
then
how
Alicia
you
started off as his side chick, you feel me? So it's like, oh, she already gives, good like, say, side chick energy, good like... Say.
Remember when
I mean,
because,
listen, go for it. I didn't forget. I did.
Yeah, I'm dead.
That's when her voice really went bad, because she never could really sing. But that's when I've always really lost it, because, yeah. God said, take them tablets to listen, South Beach.
That first note when she came out, I said, oh, we're going to act like... No, the piano, we heard that note.
We heard both of them. I did wish that Luda and Lil Jon, they did Love Is a Friend.
I thought they was going to do it.
I really hope they did that. They didn't, hey, but yo. I did love that Ludacris came out with his bush.
Can we say that, you feel me, as we grew up, we knew Lil Jon was one certain kind of way.
Yeah.
Feel me? Ugly little fat, little chubby nigga.
Ugly and fat.
That nigga came out there last night looking like a straight 20, 30-something-year-old nigga. Yo, like, them niggas aging pretty well.
I was about to say, he already posted something about coming out with, like a Andre 3000 type of album.
Okay.
Like something for, like, meditation.
Well, he feel me? Like, yo.
Shit like that. So you can tell he's somewhere clearly being healthy and taking care of his body.
It's just crazy that his music, totally he looks totally different, but your music still hit.
And I thought Will.i.am was Kanye.
You sound like my mother.
I was like, yo, is that Kanye?
Yo,
bro, Yeezy to the halftime show.
He had Yeezy out there. I had to hear a song first. Okay.
We was making so much noise, like we was at a concert, yeah, that I could not really hear.
Yeah, that's all that shit. That's how that shit low-key felt. That's how it felt. Say. But then Lil Jon and Luda, if they did Love Is a Friend, that shit would have definitely set it all off. Because they ain't got no video to it. Niggas ain't never really seen them do the song together. Nothing.
I definitely wish they did that shit.
Now,
and Jermaine Dupri should have just kept his
own holy ass home. Listen, I don't know what part of the fashion game he said and shit, yo.
In the hive.
My man said, listen, I'm getting my little motherfucking 10 seconds up here, you feel me? And I'm gonna put on these schoolgirl socks.
He said they was Louis Vuitton. He posted his little ass foot.
For real, you see what they saying? Man, listen, that shit had a sock, a pocket, and some ruffles. What be going on out here, man? That's different kind of money, I guess.
As a man, if your foot not at least like an 8 or 9, like, don't post your foot. Your foot look like a little baby foot.
I'm dead.
Especially with the sock
on. It looked like a little booty.
Be fucking around.
A little sock they put on your foot when you come out the hospital.
Like, stop playing with niggas.
I'm dead.
He definitely had to do better with that shit. I didn't like nothing about his ensemble. I didn't like anything about it. Never, ever wear that shit again, yeah, my nigga.
That was
zero stars.
Very different.
Zero
I don't know
stars.
What part of Atlanta that was.
Didn't like it. I do want to throw out there, because I had saw this. Don't know how true it is, but it made me laugh. Meek Mill and Gayle Kay.
I didn't do that well.
They are allegedly dating.
Stop playing, bro. Yo, don't tell me no shit like this, bro. Hey, yo, don't. That's some. Hey, yo.
Yo.
Shout out if it's true. That's just wild to hear. You feel me? That's very wild to hear. I just want niggas to understand. That is very Meek and Gayle.
Meek.
What? Now I can't even say what room they were in, because Meek do be in the rooms.
Meek do be in the rooms.
But what, how, and who put this together? Like,
Meek tweeted something about, or posted something in his stories about fucking an older woman.
Okay.
And then Gayle King had posted something about the energy she getting from somebody. And then there's a picture of them two together. Like, it looks regular, but people are saying this was, like, them on a date, allegedly. So, I'm not sure how true this is.
Hey, Meek, if you bag that, you that nigga, bro. Because that's open home girl.
That's
the next best thing.
I don't know how true this is.
That's the next best thing, you feel me? Like,
I just want to say that I'm going to start watching.
Listen, Meek. That's the closest thing to Oprah, my nigga. If you got that, you're winning. You've taken winning to a whole different level.
I just want to say, because, yo, I be so tired of Meek shit. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yo,
it's like every time Meek say something, I be like, yo, somebody take his phone.
But the thing is...
But when I seen this shit, I said, boy, you got to be shitting me.
Yo, if it's true,
I
yo,
ain't going down
really,
the rabbit hole,
that's
but
a
I'm
whole
finna.
Different type of, that's a whole different type of bracket. Like, that's a whole different type of bracket. You out here with Oprah best friend.
Gayle motherfucking
K. That's where y'all going at? Where y'all hanging? I know y'all taking trips. What kind of trips y'all taking?
Do she be on the dirt bike?
Do she be on the dirt bike? You feel me? Do she be? Has she been through the trenches?
On the dirt bike?
Has she been up and down North Philly, West Philly? Where she been at? You feel me?
That's all I want to know. You feel me? Because I want to know if she back that bitch like
me. I know. You feel me? Like, hey, yo, me. I need to know, bro. I don't even need to know me, but like, yo, me, how? How did that happen?
I
need to know what room, like, what room was that in?
Gail trying to get her groove.
If she get the one-on-one sit down and they start blushing and then it come out, you feel me? That's real. Stella really got her groove back. She said, oh, but listen, you took so many years of us being what we've been. And this nigga Meek was in the room.
Meek was quiet.
That's crazy. I didn't hear that one. Meek, if you got that one, you that nigga, bro. We can't even say nothing to you. Shout out to Meek. That's true.
I'm trying to tell you, like, I really need to find.
How do we say that? Gail or Meek? Meek and Gail? What's the new name? That's going to be crazy for the Twitter feed.
GNL.
That's
going to
be old. That's going to be a time. Did you know niggas doing crazy? Like, is that bigger than, to me, that's bigger than Taylor Swift and Travis. Listen, Taylor Swift and the Bring Over Show, the contract is up. They want to see.
Yo, I was wondering if they
the album is coming after up. Beyonce's country album.
Yeah. I was wondering if they was gonna break up.
They
I wonder how long that shit go off.
2 weeks, a week or 2 weeks. The contract.
And then y'all hear about Kim and Odell?
They've been saying that for a little minute now.
They been piped her though.
Yeah.
That's old.
They was just
they together. Yeah, they fucking with each other.
But
that's old.
They trying to are they like. Yeah.
They was at the Super Bowl together.
Yeah, about to say. I think they ain't say if it was true, but when they first announced that they was talking, no, I'm talking about the first time when he was, it was a week before the Ravens game, and apparently she was supposed to come up with something. They was like, but yeah, they came out, what was it? That was last weekend, the Super Bowl. Because wasn't it the Grammys first or something?
Yeah.
The industry is just like weird.
Yo, the way they just move around is just, it's like, take this piece and move this piece.
And see what that looks for your image.
Like, how does that work?
I'm still stuck on this Meek and Gayle shit. What image is she about to give? Yo, that's a different, like, yo, that's the story.
Because it's like, is she going to boss Meek up or is Meek going
to Meek is a boss. Meek is a boss in his own right. You feel me?
But I mean, like, Meek is a cornball to me, though.
Oh,
like,
man.
He is. Like, yo, I be wanting him to stop talking sometimes.
I mean.
Like, just rap.
I mean, okay.
That's how I feel. So it's like, if she right had this nigga suited and booted at, like, these presidential shits.
But you know what's crazy? I would have, maybe this is a stretch. Maybe this is a reach. Gail and Wale don't sound more appealing than Meek and Gail. Or none of this just sounds appealing to nothing.
I don't know. Like, okay, cool that y'all like sticking with like black women, and cool that she like giving young niggas, you know what I mean, a chance. But like, I picture shit.
Yeah.
So like, picturing either one of those couples rolling around doing the bumpity bump, like, it's not a cute picture.
That's terrible.
I don't like the look of it.
That's,
yo said, what room was that? Because, you know, she interviewed him before.
So he kept in contact all
maybe,
these years.
Maybe.
When he got his award, and he got then got real emotional. That was she took him serious.
I don't know.
Feel me? I need to know. Gilly, get that interview.
I'm telling you, yo.
Somebody get the interview. Somebody.
Cause don't drop this shit and then let it just fade away.
This is the closest thing to Oprah. So nigga, how?
Like, I need to know the details. Okay. I also saw something about Monica going on tour with Nicki.
Alright. Okay. That was very random when I heard it too. I wasn't expecting. I don't know how I feel about that, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it for reaching out to a legend, but I don't know how that's about to. How's that work? What type of time has Monica been on to these concerts?
Is there
something that niggas don't know?
I don't know.
Is Gunica, like, really, like, giving y'all Nicki Minaj tour vibes? Like, I know that Monica was on tour, like, all last year. Still on tour, I believe. She's been doing shows.
A lot of fucking tours.
But you feel me?
Cause she done came to Baltimore like three, four times.
And it's no shade, of course. It's never no shade. But how?
Now, I do know that Nikki is a big ass fan of Monica.
Okay.
And there was an interview that Monica did where she expressed, like, she fucked with Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously don't they obviously got a cool relationship or whatever type of thing, at least. But I just feel like they got two different audiences.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused at it. Because I didn't think, like, I get Monica's.
Like, I feel like people want to see Monica, but not necessarily want to see Nikki, and then vice versa, because it was a lot of Nikki fans talking about, like, who the fuck is Monica?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even know who the fuck she is.
You be weird, bro.
They young as fuck.
Niggas got mad as shit. And they're not going to take away from this topic right now, but niggas definitely got, like, that's the same shit with Killer Mike. Niggas say, who the fuck is Killer Mike?
They don't know these motherfuckers.
Like, it be catching y'all off guard like that?
So it's like, yo, I don't understand what that is. Like, I don't. But I guess, like, if Monica doing some of her shit where she get bopped, I don't know.
But ain't Mary about to go on tour? Why wouldn't that be a Mary Monica? Why she wouldn't jump on the Mary tour? That would make more sense to me. That would be a hard ass tour.
I mean, that probably will be hard for the fans, but you know how two divas be.
But I don't think it's that type of vibe between them two.
Shit, you never know behind closed doors. True. Not saying that it ain't, you know, anything going on, but it's
like, true. But that would make more sense than, like, who does Nikki fuck with musically? Because she beefing with everybody, rap wise. Who would go on tour with her? Is niggas? Is she
Ice
like
Spice?
Oh my god,
Akbar.
Man,
you not even the fuck. She will give Akbar the time of fucking day.
Yo.
Okay,
Akbar still rap?
I don't know, but she always trying to ride for Nikki, and Nikki don't be showing her no fucking love. Like, yeah. I probably need to sit the fuck down.
That's different. I didn't know Akbar was still out here showing them. She was still out here trying to see.
She's a barb like a motherfucker. She's a Barbie, okay?
But that's definitely a weird. It's not a weird tool, but it's definitely different. I mean, hey.
It's definitely different.
Maybe Nikki should. I mean, I don't know. How are you feeling about Nikki, baby? Musically. Are you liking what we hear from Nikki?
Now, this is why I hate that she be, like, on Twitter, like, just doing anything. Because
I only hear snippets of the
that
shit.
Fucking Pink, what are the Pink Friday too?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was so hard. Like, I hate how much I like that album. Because, you know, I'm in the party gang.
Okay.
Gang.
Okay. All right.
Yep. But I love music. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that always going to take over. That album hard as a bitch. Like, yo, you can really, like, yo, from the intro, the very first fucking song, like, she used a Billie Eilish sample. And I love Billie Eilish. It's like, yo, no skips. You can go straight through that motherfucker for her. I hate it. But it's like, yo, I just want her to shut up.
Yeah, because I haven't listened to the album, but all I keep hearing is that she keep talking. You feel me?
I haven't paid attention
to the back and forth of what's really going on. I just know that Megan did something. She came back and said, use your good foot.
I'm about to say, now that diss was
that's all I've heard from you. I haven't heard, and that's all I keep saying.
That diss was trash.
That's why I asked Twitter that one day, like, niggas is really like,
dead,
like that's why I asked, like, is niggas really like, where is the Nikki that niggas really like, though?
But that's why I said, like, yo, the Pink Friday 2 shit, like, took me back to, like, Nikki I fell in love with. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was really fucked with that shit.
Cause I haven't listened. I haven't been paying attention to the ante. I just whatever pop up on the timeline. Okay, that's what's going on. All right.
But it's like I really want her to like stay in like her grown woman like.
Cause she really the OG. I don't know what I'm saying.
Like you the mother of this shit right now. Like, you know what I'm saying.
Like you got shit.
You don't gotta argue with these 20-something-year-old bitches. Like you don't gotta do that. You feel me? Like you real nigga shit. No matter what the fuck. Y'all beefing over now that niggas in this shit. I know all these bitches grew up listening to you.
Good.
Like, let's be fucking for real. So you sonning them in that way alone. You don't gotta argue and make yourself look fucking stupid.
The crazy part is she came in the game doing this shit to Kim. Was mad that Kim was quote unquote doing this shit to her. She was paying homage, and then all of a sudden now the tables have turned and now you becoming that person like Nikki, you too old for that.
Like,
and that's
now
the thing about it.
Like, motherfucking better old bitch.
And I don't like that.
You don't gotta have that image. Like, come on. I don't like that shit. But musically, though, outside of that diss, and I just think because she just did that diss on some, like, I just am saying some shit.
Yeah, I think
when it comes to her music, she doing that shit still. But her touring looks crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like none of these videos I've seen of her touring. Like, she dead ass just sitting down or laying on her stomach. The track is rapping a song for her. She just...
I don't know,
jump in every once in a while.
I think you really on her. Just,
like, yo.
And the thing about it is, you're an icon. I can give you that title. I feel like she's worthy of that title of being an icon, and she don't even need to play these antics. Like, you should just sitting back, chilling. Even if you ain't fucking with the young shorty that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never really got to do too much at all.
Yeah.
You just supposed to sit back.
And chill.
They're going to shoot at niggas still got undercover balls for Jay-Z. Jay ain't worried about nothing out here. Niggas still be sleep dissing on the greatest of greats.
Don't be giving a fuck.
And niggas be out here chilling.
We brought up Jay-Z when we was talking about that Swiss shit earlier. Because when I told Cloud that he said something, he was like, why the fuck did that nigga even... And we was like, yeah, if that shit happened with Beyonce, Hov would have said a bitch-ass thing. Yo, you don't give a fuck. Like, yo, I don't got to explain shit to y'all niggas. Hope not responded to nothing.
And shout out to the family because they looked amazing at the Super Bowl.
They did.
Yo, be with the blonde hair, you feel me?
They did.
Just be with the blonde hair.
I'm about to say, and since we on the topic of her, she did drop two new songs last night.
Oh, she did and drop
one? Yeah, she dropped two new songs. Okay. She ain't dropped an album yet, but it's coming. Well, March 29th,
she just making y'all go broke.
But yeah, this now she doing a country song. She doing a country album. And all I want to say as a K. Michelle fan is that K. Michelle probably somewhere having a motherfucking fit. I just know how angry ass is because that's what angry bitch.
Yo,
I know K. Michelle was like, yo, I've been trying to get you bitches to listen to country music for years. And now all of a sudden, Beyonce coming out with a country album. Now you bitches got cowboy boots and hats.
I'm just dead. I'm dead. Because I didn't know. I remember K. Michelle always saying, yo, you feel me? She want new country music and shit like that. Like,
yo, Forever 21. So I know that shit definitely fits with cowboy boots and hats. Because when the first fucking album came out, when Renaissance came, Forever 21 was stocked with hella silver and shimmery shit. So I know Forever 21, they already had a shit running up with the country look. I already know. But I did like the two singles she dropped. I like 16 Carriages more though. That shit is hard. 16 Carriages hard as a bitch. Texas Hold'em, she could have held that. Not really feeling that one. It's okay. But no. I didn't really like too much about that. But 16 Carriages, listen to that. Okay. That bitch hard. But I am intrigued in hearing this country album. I do wanna see how she does it.
And don't let it be a song that K. Michelle had that was supposed to be for her.
Like, what if she put K. Michelle on the album?
Like, I think has K. Michelle said anything?
Not that I saw, and she shouldn't, because, girl, you already got a tough time in the industry, bitch. Don't let...
Swinging the
ass out. Don't let the beehive fucking knock your ass all the way down, bitch. Like, yes, have a fit quietly. Have a fit with your friends. You better call your homegirl. You better type it in your notes, bitch, but you better not...
Yeah.
K. Michelle, if you're listening, shut the fuck up.
Has Suda said anything about K. Michelle doing...
Because
you know once it get buzzed, these blogs going to try to make it a thing.
I don't know. I haven't seen many people say anything about K. Michelle, and that's the fucked up part about it.
Is it if you know,
like,
you know type of thing?
Yeah, okay. I think it is if you know, you know. Okay. Because it's like, unfortunately, as talented as K. Michelle is, mm-hmm. yo, like, she just don't got a stronger, like, I don't think she would fill up the arena downtown. That's why she do, like, soundstage.
Yo, but the crazy part is Shorty can blow, though.
But she is crazy talent.
I still
like,
remember seeing her for the
and
first
I
time.
And I love her country music. Like, I love her country music.
When she first came out, I still remember she had, like, the, you know, they used to do their little 1-on-1 personal on their promo tour. Mm-hmm. She was part of the downtown locker room. That was the artist of the month. They was supporting and all that.
Yeah.
When she had the blue hair. When K. Michelle looked like K. Michelle.
Yes, because she's put all that food. Filling in her tablet.
I don't know who this new woman is. I don't know who this new woman is that keep popping up here and they say, oh, it's K. Michelle. That who? Wait.
She took a butt out.
But you feel me? And I respect her, but her talent, her talent has always been there. So you feel me? I hope that she don't say nothing. I just hope for herself she don't say nothing. And I hope that if B does reach out to her, that she better receive it the right way.
Like, she would, I know for a fact, if Beyonce hear her like, yeah, bitch, hop on this country album, K. Michelle gonna be like, bitch, I'm with it.
Well, you already know who's gonna be on it. Megan probably gonna be on it.
That would be dope.
Megan's probably gonna be on it.
But I don't know. We'll see. Because you never know. Beyonce be putting out, this might be some shit.
It's just funny, though, that she popped up at the Grammys in the Cowboy outfit.
She was already giving niggas she was already dropping the hits. Like, yeah, this shit already happened.
That's crazy.
March 29th. So make sure y'all stay tuned because you know we're going to have to tell you about that shit. I can't wait till it drop. March 29th. Okay. I'm going to give my unbiased opinion, so we have Do Not Come For My Neck. I do want to wrap the quickies up with this because I feel like niggas got to talk about this. Monique on Club Shay Shay.
Yo.
Monique on Club Shay Shay.
At this point, yo, niggas is called.
What's they, in a yak?
They didn't this call yeah. Out. They didn't call him the male Wendy Williams now.
Like, what's
said,
in the yak?
Nigga said they tuned into Shay Shay to hear all of the shit that she used to drop. Cause niggas is coming on that motherfucker
like,
and
yo,
talking.
Spilling the tea.
Talking.
Like spilling ain't all even, of the
tea. It's something about that seat. It's something about what's in that yak. And it's something about whatever is in your glasses when he looking at these people. Cause they get locked in and gay and feel the need to say everything.
Under the sun.
Everything. And it happened every time. It ain't like it. And it's like one try to updo the next one. Each time. It's like, yo. Oh, you said, oh, I'm gonna hit it with this one. And you know when Monique sit down, she gonna say, my baby, I'm gonna track this out.
She was my baby.
My babies is gonna always get you every time.
The whole interview.
I'm gonna let you know now. I have no reason to lie. I have no reason to. With Lee Daniels, when she get into all that, I'm like, oh, she about to one up. Oh, there she goes. She confirmed that last year. That cat got on there and said, oh, she took, man. So bad night, man.
Her saying that Tyler Perry admitted to blackballing her and saying that she was hard to work with is crazy fucking work.
Got the phone call.
Got the recording.
Recording of it.
Like, yo, that shit, I'm like, now. And she said it on the show, like, you know, idolizing people, like, you know. I feel like Tyler Perry come from such humble beginnings. So it's like, I got this image of him that he just like always so grateful and so, you know, appreciative and so, you know, of the people. And this nigga out here.
Cutthroat.
Oprah.
Cutthroat.
Oprah. You not a girl's girl, Oprah?
Gail trying to change her image. That's why Gail trying to fuck with me, huh? She trying to get the fuck away. She knows she said, oh, come on, let me do something real different.
Oprah's not a girl's girl. Yeah. Like, be fucking for and real. You need to tell me.
And then confirm it at all. And then
bitch,
even,
you get a car.
And then told me, she said, when I told y'all that I was being mistreated on sets and that things weren't going right, y'all didn't want to hear me. Now, no disrespect to Baby Girl, because Baby Girl had to learn. But when Taraji said it, y'all put arms around her. Y'all wrapped it. Y'all, I said, oh. So, I'm not expecting y'all. I said, damn, yo. She said, because I used to tell her on the set, Baby Girl, it's, you feel me? She used to break it down to her. And she said, no, we just got to keep on keeping on.
Yo.
And now she kept on for the last time. Like, jeez.
And that's the crazy part. Like, yo, it really do depend on who you are. For a message to get across.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't want to hear Monique big loud mouth ass saying that shit because they probably just think because she big and loud
that she making
that
shit.
She the problem. You know what I'm saying? But when everybody's sweetheart Taraji say it, it's like, oh, well, it must be true.
when she picked
it's fucked up.
What was it? When she showed the pictures and the video of the trailers that blew up.
Yes.
She was telling them.
Yes.
They were smelling gas. You feel me? She was like, you feel me? She was
she was in that motherfucker. Yeah, like,
it wouldn't be no movie. She showed
that
she was like that
sick.
Shit to think about. Like, I'm telling you, and then she's saying that the dude's saying, we've been telling him all day, it smell like gas. 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, whole shit just blow up and they asking about wigs.
Yo, I don't get it.
I said that's crazy. You worry about some wigs, man. And
I don't get why they be fucking with Monique like that. And then fucking D.L. Heavily with your goofy ass. The first thing you got to say about this bitch is her size. Like,
D.L. always
grow the fuck up, nigga.
Yo, he's a weird nigga, yo. That's why he was never the funniest nigga on Kings of Comedy.
Yo, he was never, ever, ever funny.
He was only funny when he was cracking on people. And that was like, okay, you got it.
I never ever was like, let me watch D.L.
Monique ain't doing nothing but telling the truth and niggas is, you feel me, like, get mad at it. Like, same shit with Kevin Hart. Y'all niggas is, y'all, a hit dog gonna holler. Y'all niggas is hollering back left and right every time somebody get on this shit. Him and my dogs going
at it. Yo, because niggas is like, yo.
Yo, the entertainment game is going crazy
like
right
that.
Now.
I knew Cat Williams. Cat Williams. I know Kevin Hart is probably exactly how they say he is because he a little man.
Little man syndrome.
It be them little ass men.
Yeah.
That be fucking coming up and then now I'm gonna pay everybody back for all the bullying and all the shit. Like, I feel like Kevin be doing exactly what they say he doing. Not to take away from that motherfucker because I think he funny as shit.
Funny as shit when he be on TV.
I'm gonna watch his next his next movie that he dropped. But I do feel like,
It's certain ones. It's certain ones that hit that.
She said that nigga said I'm gonna talk to you, and they ain't talked since. And it's been 2 years. Like, yo, come on, Kevin Hart. Like,
and she doing interviews and she around. Like, the crazy part is, ain't like Monique ain't trying to be seen,
crazy.
Trying to be found. She did it.
Shut up.
She take that promo and run with it. That shit with Shay Shay. He just out here looking crazy. Now him and Mike Epps supposed to be having grown man conversation after saying,
like, hello?
One saying, I'm going to knock you out. The other one saying, we don't fight.
Okay, we do.
The other thing. Listen, if y'all old asses don't chill out.
Talk about we both going to be at All-Star Week. Come on, y'all.
You're going to be in my hometown of Gary, Indiana. Like, nigga, he let you know, like, listen, you be.
Like, jeez.
Come on, bro. Don't be in my city. Like, y'all old asses. Y'all are somebody's grandfather.
I don't understand. And what is the beef about?
What was it? I think Shannon Sharp. I think he was pushing for somebody to speak more on Mike. I think during the interview.
He wanted Cat Williams
to speak more on Mike Epps. And he wasn't saying shit. And like, he ain't had nothing to say about Mike.
Right,
you feel me?
Right.
Like, and I guess words was the shit. I don't know. You feel me? This is some old nigga shit. Like, cause they was talking like some old niggas.
They definitely talking like
Chad was like one of us young niggas hyping his uncle up. Yeah, cause when I was saying, he said, oh, what we talking about? I don't even care what we talking about, cause I'm with it.
Mike
said,
hey, you shut up.
Yeah.
You never seen that white boy.
Yeah, we seen that white boy beat you up. I said, dang. Chad, you feel me? Like, it's sad because you feel
the
me?
Game is going nuts right
I
now.
I wish, and it's when they say everybody don't need a podcast show. Everybody don't need the spotlight on them, yo. I don't think Shannon Sharp really knew what he was really getting himself into, venturing into this shit. Cause now, cause you're trying to get questions or trying to get answers. You're asking questions, trying to get answers of shit in some rooms that possibly you already know, but you're trying to see how good shit, you feel me, you can get, and you keep getting niggas every time. Like,
yo,
what is in the yak?
Like, yo, as soon as they start taking those shots, yo, it's like, hell, worry about me.
I don't know what's in the, that shit is crazy.
But I ain't gonna hold you though. I fuck with Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I
just,
fuck with it. I fuck with
who's
it. I think
next?
I think he's a good interviewer for him to have a list.
Like, motherfucker.
I think he's a really good interviewer. He be doing his research, or his team be doing their research. Like,
they
be
all
having
be
some
right.
good questions. Because how the fuck did he get Monique to tell us that her and her husband was like brother and sister? They was brother and sister back in the day.
That's
so fucking confused right there. They was like homies. Yeah. Like, that was her brother. Like, that's my brother. Like, this is my brother. Right, you feel me? Like, that was her brother. And then
they just,
she said he was at both the weddings before. Like, not the nigga you told me not to worry about became your husband.
I'm dead, yo.
All them niggas like, bitch.
And that's great. That's just, it's just, I don't know. Different strokes for different folks, man.
Yo, I just can't do it.
It's weird. Like, the way she be explaining it, yo, it just be like, she's not crazy, so.
And I shouldn't say crazy
because, you feel me, that's wrong, because that's what works for you, that's y'all way. You feel me? I shouldn't even be like that with y'all. But it's just, it's very different for me because y'all be really like, the way y'all explain this is like, weird, like it ain't no way around it, but I guess we gotta respect it. I don't gotta understand it, but it's because you be feeling like this is my brother and this is my dad, and wow, damn, okay,
like, yo, how do we get here?
You my manager, my everything, like,
but I mean, she love a nigga, she love her,
and that's what's up, yo, and I fuck with the love, and that's how you love, yo, because y'all got like, a strong love,
apparently, like, they. Doing
y'all
it,
doing it right now because y'all got everybody talking about y'all. Because when they talk about Mo, they bringing you up too, nigga. So hey, you better.
I gotta say, and I don't understand why the girls are so upset that she speaks so highly of him.
Yo, and that's sad.
Like, don't you want a man? You can speak highly of?
Y'all women.
Most
of y'all women. Some of y'all women, yo, y'all just be confusing for y'all own selves sometimes. Because like, yo, that is a strong ass. Whatever it is for them, yo, y'all see that. He riding for her, she riding for him. She got a high regard for this nigga.
That goes back to the fucking topic of today. My way. That's their way. You feel me? And y'all paid them for that shit.
I wish a woman talked so highly of me. You feel me? Every woman she get in, she got to say something about me. For no reason. She likes that nigga for no reason.
My man.
Nigga, it's Monday and Rel. It's Tuesday after lunch and Rel amazing. And like, what? I wish. Whatever works for y'all, I wish. I don't play lightly like that, but
she is happy. Okay, you girls need to shut the fuck
on that one. I've learned to relax on that one, you feel me? Like that's Auntie from the city, you feel me? I
love Mo.
Stay out of the way.
I love Auntie Mo.
The mama business.
I love her. Cause they trying to dog her out about not having relationships with her kids and, you know, shit like that. And it's like, yo,
everybody go through the same.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know people's situations. You don't know backs. You don't know details and shit like that. Like, yo, just, that don't got nothing to do.
When it comes to people with kids, yo, I leave all those subjects alone. I don't give a fuck what you going to do. That's not a belt I like to swing at for nobody. Because you don't know nobody's situation. It could be her fault. She dealing with it, trying to handle it, get it back, or maybe she had it and shit went left. At this age, you feel me, your kids are adults.
Yeah.
You feel me? And crazy as it is, when your kids become adults, they got their own way of thinking. And Monique ain't no bad person. She just been through hella shit.
Yeah.
And it's clearly she's in a good spot where she cool with where she at, so. And everything she's saying is a motherfucking truth, because it's been confirmed. Tyler Perry, on recording, saying what he said. After saying, I never said that. I would never do that to Monique. Mm-hmm. And I would never wrong you, Monique. I'm sorry if I ever.
She wants a public apology.
Yeah, I said, when you get your back against the wall, what you going to do?
And then she's doing this tour with Cat Williams.
That's going to be crazy.
So that shit.
Ain't Kevin Hart's wife going to be on tour with Cat Williams soon?
I think she is supposed to be on tour with Cat too.
Okay. Cat up to you. Listen, y'all be sleeping on Cat. Y'all be sleeping on Cat the fuck with us if y'all want to. Cat always know how to come back in a way that got y'all niggas off y'all feet. Because every show that apparently he's been doing has been great. You feel me? Like, this nigga is really, he a cat. He got 9 lives, yo. This nigga Cat done did everything in front of our eyes and still keep winning. Nigga. And came back and roasted the shit out of a lady. On air. So bad that roasted the lady so bad that her husband came down to the club with a gun in one shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, bro. Like, Cat Williams don't be doing nothing but telling y'all niggas the truth.
That's terrible.
It's weird.
That's terrible. But, y'all, I'll tell you that the
entertainment business
is just, they're going mad right now.
Shit ain't been right since the pandemic,
I don't know what's going on.
Niggas been telling
the inner circles, but they're going mad.
It's insane. Everything.
Everybody's beefing.
When them writers went on strike.
Shit's going on.
It's right.
Diddy against everybody.
Yeah. Niggas ain't even seen Diddy. Niggas last picture of Diddy, Diddy had an all white beard.
That oh my stressing. God, I'm about to say, y'all needed a haircut real bad in that last picture I seen of him. Like, boy, it's just not, the entertainment business is not going well. This might hey, not be the best might, time yo, this ain't trying to make
hey, children, hey, listen, don't put that on us. We ain't even dead now. We over here just mind our business, trying to do what we do.
Because I'm trying to stay out the motherfucking way.
Just why should we bring? Because niggas
is we going to have to sacrifice somebody.
Damn.
I know who I'm going to sacrifice too.
Damn. That's wicked.
I don't know, because it's got to be somebody close to me.
Yeah, I don't want to do that to nobody. I don't even want to do that to all my worst enemies.
So we just got to make it a little
bit. We just got to make it a little bit. You have to do whatever you want to be. This good for you? Yep.
The fuck? Bad.
All right, but nah, yo, we ain't never, and we ain't, I ain't never, nah, we ain't never going there with shit. That's just some, that's weird, though, how the industry just really is just going crazy right now.
I'm telling you.
Like, I had this conversation with my mother the other day. I think last week it was something that came on, and I was just like, it's crazy how when we was younger, all this shit never really, like, we never knew this much about the industry. Even as we was in college, we never knew the industry. Like, we went, all right, this, y'all say the Illuminati, all right.
It's a little conspiracy.
But now, at 35, you niggas is like, whoosh, take all this shit, do what you want with it.
Okay.
Because it's the
do
truth.
Do what you want with this information.
Take all this truth how you want to.
Like, yo, it doesn't. I don't.
Yo.
It's like, yo, whichever way you look, it's some shit going on in entertainment. Like, I'm just.
We're going to go to sleep tonight and watch what happened tomorrow.
Because Kanye and his wife, like, what is happening over there?
Yo.
Like, what is happening over there? Like,
blink twice if you're all right.
The entertainment business is going nuts. Yeah. I am fearful for
you. Who else been going? You feel me? Killer Mike won 3 Grammys.
It got arrested.
It got arrested.
Immediately followed.
Immediately.
They didn't even let that man finish.
Immediately. They got the third one. They said, oh, come on. Let's go. Let's go. Right. You know what time it is.
He got what he came for.
Nigga.
Time to go wrap it up. That is crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy. But shit. Fuck it. We about to slide, though. Cause I made me some dinner and I'm ready to eat it.
Smash times.
Yeah, it's definitely.
What you make?
I made some stuffed salmon. Oh, okay. Some fried meat.
Oh, you can, the host with the most.
You know what I'm saying? Host
with the mostest.
No, you trying to get a piece? That's what you say.
I mean, no, but yeah, I mean, if that's your way of saying like you want something. Cause I was just gonna go ahead and grab some on the way home. You feel me? It's no biggie. I ain't, you feel me?
I'm not.
Bro, always gonna eat.
Nigga, I know.
Always
your
find me a
meal. Your motherfucking skinny fat ass. This one, one thing you gonna do
gonna
is
find
eat.
Me a meal.
No pun intended.
I'm dead.
Pause.
No pause on my end.
Here.
Hey.
It's getting real filthy. Okay, it's time. Why? Okay, I'm catch dead. Us next week.
Indeed.
For episode 31, we don't know what we talking about.
I was about to say, yo, we don't know yet. So
we don't know.
When y'all see the fly, y'all see the
but
fly.
But y'all gonna find out. Yeah. You feel me?
We got y'all. Like, we definitely got. We. She been doing her thing over here. You feel me? And as it goes, I've been throwing them out there. But you feel me? We got lists. A nice long list. So we got y'all. It's hella episodes to come. You feel me? Niggas is back. You feel me? I wasn't here last week. You feel me? It's a great time right now. The energy is right.
It is.
You feel me? With everything that's going right, so you feel me? Just know, each week is going to be a great episode.
I'm here for it.
I'm glad to be back.
And I'm glad you guys are here for it.
Yes,
and
sir.
Keep staying here for
yes,
it.
Sir.
But until then, we'll see y'all motherfuckers, you know.
You are.
Around and around. Yeah. Peace out. Oof.
Okay, it's time.